Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Kevin is going to be talking in this extended program near the end of the year. We're recording this on December 18th, Friday, 2015. He is going to be offering us his insight and recommendations for real estate investing, residential real estate investing in 2016, particularly for the part-time residential real estate investor, and lessons for all people with an interest in real estate investing and what 2016 can be for them with regard to opportunities, benefits, and long-term success. With that said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Well, let's discuss for a moment before we address this broad topic and very important topic, I might also add, that in the course of 2015, we've done many shows and you've offered many recommendations, very practical, easy to follow, easy to implement, and instrumental to the success of being not only a part-time residential real estate investor, but a successful real estate investor, period. Now, when we look back on those shows and we look ahead to 2016, step by step, walk us through the recommendations you believe can make the difference for an investor or a person listening to this program as we leave 2015 and welcome 2016.
Sure, I'd be glad to, Lewis. And I will tell you that this is something that has been on my mind a lot lately, as it is every year as I draw a year to close as a full-time real estate investor. And these thoughts start to dominate my thinking, you know, as early as October or November, as we draw the year to a close, and I can start to see how my year as a full-time real estate investor is going to ultimately conclude. And as I compare that conclusion to all of my goals and objectives for the year, and as I begin to assess, okay, if that's how it's going to finish, and if that is how I thought or hoped or planned for it to finish, in light of those outcomes and in light of those goals and in light of where we exceeded our goals or where perhaps we fell short of them, it always begs a lot of thought about, okay, what are we going to do different next year? And whether it was 2013 looking at 2014 or 2014 looking at 2015 or where we are today, looking at our results of 2015 and where we're going to go in 2016. And it's always a very enlightening time when you start to look back on your business and at the same time look forward to the new year and how you're going to change or grow or develop or improve your business. And it's also equally an exciting time. And that's really what brings us, you know, to this topic today. And, you know, for our audience, who is primarily part-time investors or people considering becoming part-time investors, but in either case likely have a full-time career in some other profession, this is probably a very similar thought pattern to what they experience in their jobs or careers today outside of real estate investing. I am sure whatever our audience is doing today, whether they're a doctor, a lawyer, a manager, a business professional, an accountant, a CPA, whatever it might be, I'm sure their companies are talking a lot about next year. And they're probably talking about sales targets. Or they're probably talking about new budgets. They're probably talking about new goals, new objectives, and new performance measures for 2016, based on the results of 2015. And the key point is that your real estate investing business is no different, and the mentality and the thought process and the focus as we close one year
and head into the next year, it's just the same. Because this is a business also, real estate investing. As we've talked about over the course of the last year, it needs to be treated like a business in order to be successful. And the year end and the beginning of a new year is very similar as it is in whatever business you may be in right now in your full-time career. So what we talk about today is probably not foreign at all and will probably resonate with a lot of people who have those full-time careers but aspire to be part-time investors or may already be part-time investors. And what we'll focus on today is really drawing that thread from what you may already know today in terms of wrapping up a year and starting a new year in your current career and how that translates to your real estate investing business. And an interesting anecdote, as many of our listeners and readers know, I'm a Homevestors franchisee here in Dallas, Texas, and have been for quite some time. And, you know, we're also known as the We Buy Ugly Houses people, or more commonly known. And we're all full-time investors who run large-scale full-time investing businesses in residential real estate. One of the great things about being a franchisee is that we meet every year in December, and it's a large-scale annual event when we all get together and we reflect on the current year as we draw it to a close, and we celebrate and recognize and reward those achievements that we've had this year, and then we prepare for the next year as individual franchisees and as a franchise network as a whole. And we had that event, and we had that event last week in Phoenix, Arizona, and it was wonderful. And for my business, this year we received the Rising Star Award, which is an award given to a franchise who shows continuous growth over prior year. And this is the third year in a row we've received that award. And, you know, that's not a monumental accomplishment, though it is one that I'm proud of. And that means that we have shown continuous and ongoing growth for the past 3 years, year over year. And it's very interesting. Of course, we got this award in year one, which was great. And there was a ton of franchises who showed growth over prior year, 1 year running. And then we got the award again in year two. And that pool of recipients, it shrinked a little, meaning those businesses, those franchisees who have shown growth over prior year for two consecutive years. And then this year, we got the award again, and that pool of recipients shrunk even further, significantly. And that's those franchisees who have now shown continuous and ongoing growth for three consecutive years. And though we weren't one of the recipients, they did recognize those who have grown consistently for 4 years and for 5 years and beyond. And believe me, those audiences shrunk dramatically. And it's just an interesting paradigm as I sat and looked at the pool of recipients and how it drastically reduced year over year over year as time progresses, and those who are able to show continuous and ongoing growth become less and less. And granted, this is only one measure of your success as a real estate investor or as a Homevestor franchisee for that matter. But as I flew home from Phoenix after this event, I realized that there's a strong correlation to the old story of the tortoise and the hare. And I characterize my business as a real estate investor very much as the tortoise. And what I mean is I've seen many, many real estate investors come out of the gates full speed ahead into a dead sprint, excited, full of energy and great aspirations, only to fall short and fail, whether it was because they depleted their capital too quick or didn't have enough, or they made silly mistakes or bad decisions in an effort to achieve massive growth quickly, or they lost interest, or they underestimated the fact that this business takes a lot of work, takes a lot of time, takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in order to be successful, and perhaps that wasn't what they were willing to invest or devote. Whatever the reason may be, I've seen a lot of those hares, so to speak, come off the starting line fast and fail to finish and come to a very quicker end. And then at the same time, I've seen many of the tortoises in the real estate investment business. And I characterize my business that way, as evidenced by this 3 years of consecutive growth that we were recognized for. We move slowly, we move methodically, we move carefully, and we move intelligently, and we pace ourselves, and we prepare ourselves, and we set objectives, and they are realistic objectives, and then we develop plans that will enable us to achieve those objectives. And underneath those objectives is our desire to sustain and grow and improve consistently and on an ongoing basis year to year to ultimately build sustainable and ongoing business that provides the lifestyle that we want. And you know, we don't get the glitz and the glamour of the fast sprint of the hare, but we enjoy the benefits of a long-term sustainable business and the recognition of growth year after year as the tortoise in the tortoise and the hare race. And it, if anything, that realization, it just helps you to realize the value of planning and reflecting and looking at your business and focusing on a sustainable long-term real estate investing business. And that really ties to our topic today as we bring it all together and look past on this year and look forward to the next. I'm now faced again with what are we going to do in 2016 to ensure that we end up with another Rising Star Award, which in our world as a HomeVestor franchisee is a yet another continuous year of solid improvement and growth in our business. And that's our focus for next year. We're not looking to win the race, but we are looking to grow and improve and excel and do better than we did this year in 2015, though it was a great year. The challenge now is how do we do better? So what we do in our business is we focus on three primary buckets of improvement or areas of improvement. And these are the big levers that we've got to pull in order to ensure that we improve over prior year as we've done the past 3 years. And those three buckets are as follows. Number one, and as a preface, I encourage all investors to look at these in the same way we do. Number one, what are you going to do to increase your volume next year? And for a real estate investor, whether you're part-time or full-time, that's most easily translated to what are you going to do to increase the number of houses you buy next year? Maybe you bought three this year. Well, what are you going to do to buy four next year? Maybe you bought 33 this year. Well, what are you going to do to buy 37 next year? It's one of the three big levers is your volume. And keep in mind, that's the number of units or the number of houses purchased. It's a key, key lever when looking at how are you going to improve and grow your business for the upcoming year. Number two is profitability. What are you going to do to improve the profitability of your business next year? And keep in mind, I'm using the word profitability versus profit intentionally. You can generate more profit all day long by increasing your volume. The more houses you buy, the more profit you generate. And that's logical, and that's a given. hopefully it's a given, barring any mistakes you might make. But what I challenge our business to do, and what I challenge other investors, is look at profitability versus profit. And the unique distinction is profitability is not necessarily driven by volume. That's driven by your own internal efficiency and your own internal productivity. For example, if you were buying homes last year and renting them out and earning $300 a month in cash flow off your average rental house, what will you do next year in order to earn $320 a month, or whatever the magic number might be? Same exact house, same exact asset, same exact resources. But what can you do internally to improve your productivity and efficiency and increase the profitability of that asset? You're not acquiring more assets. You're just reflecting inward or internally and determining, how can I do better with what we already have in order to improve profitability? So I encourage you as an investor to look at profitability in addition to volume. And then the third and final lever to pull and to look at to improving your business in 2016 is your operational excellence. And this is also a very internally focused. And I'll stress that as an investor, as in your own business that you may be in outside of your investing business, sometimes the internal focuses are the most difficult ones, because you have to reflect upon yourself and you have to challenge yourself and ask yourself some tough questions and ultimately probably make some tough decisions, because when you're looking inward, that's sometimes some of the most difficult things to change in our business, the things we do and the things we have to admit that we do that perhaps aren't optimal or aren't right. And that's where the operational excellence comes in. Prove your systems, your processes, and the tools that you use to improve your operation. And I always say that we want to be a nuts and bolts operator. We want to be efficient. We want to be productive. We want to have systems, processes, and tools in place that enable our business to run consistently and successfully through all different types of scenarios. And that takes a strong internal reflection. So that is the third bucket. We had volume first, profitability second, and then operational excellence third. Now, if those are the three key levers, let's take some time and talk today about 10 ways, 10 tactical, practical ways, or things you can do to drive improvement in those three areas, volume, profitability, and operational excellence, and improve your business in 2016. Number one, take a look at your exit strategies. There's a good chance this year you focused on maybe one, maybe two, maybe three exit strategies, but were they the best ones? Maybe you were a wholesaler and it's time to start rehabbing. Maybe you were a rehabber and it's time to start keeping some properties for rent. Maybe you have not done any seller finance deals, and that is another exit strategy to add to your war chest for next year. There's also lease options. There's also subject to. There's all sorts of exit strategies when it comes to residential real estate investing. We all gravitate towards one or two, but we all need to challenge ourselves as we grow and develop and improve our capabilities and our resources and our knowledge. Does that open the doors to new exit strategies that you can do to improve your business? And these will directly impact the profitability component of your business that we talked about earlier. Are there exit strategies that you're now ready to take on and successfully execute to drive more profitability? Number two, your marketing. In this business, marketing is key. And we've talked about in the past how marketing is my single largest business expense year after year. It's the heart and soul of a real estate investing business. When you stop marketing, you stop investing. And there is direct mail, there's internet, there's radio, there's TV, There's billboards. There's tons of websites such as Craigslist or other wholesaling websites where you can market properties or even buy properties. There's even the old newspaper. All viable real estate investing marketing forums, and you need to be doing several of them. And if you're not doing any of them, then you need to start. These are the key to growing your business. I do every single one of them that we just listed. And don't sit back and complain that you're not getting good deals or not finding good houses if you're not fully leveraging all the different marketing tools that are out there today. Ultimately, these will drive your volume. Number three, your lending sources. Cash is king. It's a worn-out phrase, but it's so true in our business, and you have to have capital to be a successful real estate investor. There's banks, there's private money, there's hard money, there's credit lines. There's your ability to refinance your existing properties that you hold as rental, pull cash out in order to be able to go buy more and increase your portfolio. Once again, we do all of these in our business, and we have relationships with all sorts of different individuals who provide this sort of capital to our business to grow. And as a real estate investor, if your business felt hampered or constrained in 2015 because you didn't have capital, get all of these resources and uncover and identify the one you're not leveraging and go after it. This will drive your volume in 2016. Systems and processes, the fourth tactical area. In 2016, we're going to implement a new lead management software tool. It's going to help us improve and get to that operational excellence. It's going to help us manage our incoming leads, which are sellers looking to sell. It's going to help us to ensure that we're following up, we're communicating, and we're executing and not leaving any opportunities untouched. And I encourage you to look at your systems and your processes, whether it's technology related or not. What opportunities do you have to implement tools, which may be software tools, or processes, which are simply doing things better and differently to improve your internal operational excellence? Number five is sources for properties. Buying properties and identifying sources for properties is so critical in our business, and there's so many ways to do it, and there's no excuse to sit back and say there's no good deals out there and there's nobody willing to sell for the prices I'm willing to pay. You can advertise direct to seller. You can become knowledgeable and experienced in the various auction forums, whether online or on the actual courthouse steps. You can get out there and do dig leading, which means hanging door hangers and calling people who have homes for sale by owner. You can pursue probate listings. You can scour the MLS. There are so many sources for properties. There's websites out there today that just market wholesale cash properties. Don't sit back and complain that there's no good deals if you're not out there looking for them and identifying sources for great investment properties for yourself. This is going to drive your volume. Remember, we talked about volume being units. Number six, is it time for you to diversify? Time investor or full-time? And diversify meaning, are you ready to buy your first multifamily property? Whether that's a duplex or a triplex or a fourplex or a small apartment building. Are you ready to buy a commercial property, maybe a small strip center? Or are you ready to buy a self-storage facility, for example? All areas of real estate investing that will provide diversification to your real estate investing business. We've entered into the self-storage business. A lot of similarities to single-family residential real estate investing. This, in turn, drives your profitability, which is one of those three big levers we talked about. Number seven, is it time to start delegating things in your business? You're a busy corporate professional, perhaps, with a part-time investment business. Maybe you need a virtual assistant. Maybe you need someone to go buy properties for you versus doing it yourself. Maybe you need some administrative help in the form of a coordinator. Maybe it's time to delegate some duties in order to grow your business in 2016, and in turn, drive some operational excellence. Number eight, Are you partnering with people that complement you and can help you grow your business? Maybe you want to partner with another investor on a rehab. Maybe there's investors out there who are buying properties but aren't able to sell them, and you could sell them for them. Or maybe there's investors out there who are successful at selling properties, but they need you to go find them and buy them. There's tons of ways to partner and tons of partners out there that you can interact with and find in your local real estate investor clubs or other sources. And this partnership tactic, that's going to help you drive profitability. There are things out there that you can do and people out there that you can partner with to leverage your skills, your talents, your available bandwidth to drive more profits into your business. Number 9, training, education, and networking. I mentioned to you I went to our national convention for homevestors last week in Phoenix, and we do it every year. And I'll tell you, I have never missed a convention. I will never miss an opportunity to interact with, socialize, and learn in the presence of other investors. And I take advantage of every opportunity I can to network, to get training for myself, to educate myself, and to do everything I can to improve my knowledge and my experience and my understanding of real estate investing. And this is critical, especially for you part-time investors who are learning and growing and have aspirations to go full-time. What are you going to do this year to learn more about real estate investing? What courses, what clubs, what mastermind, what mentor, what self-study, what convention, what course are you going to attend, go to, or invest in order to drive your operational excellence and ultimately grow your business? And finally, number 10, vendor upgrades. You've probably got a realtor you've partnered with. You've probably got a title company. You've probably got an insurance provider, a lender, a property manager, tradesmen who paint, who install carpet, who do roofing, plumbers, electricians, etc. What can you do in order to evaluate, am I partnering with the best possible vendors to drive my business forward in a quality, in a sustainable way? And as you evaluate your vendors, you may have to make some tough decisions and make some changes, but in turn, you're going to drive and pull that lever of operational excellence and profitability as you find vendors who will do a better job at a better price. And you've got these 10 tactics, and these all apply. Whether you're a part-time investor just getting started and wondering, gosh, what am I missing? Run down this list. Whether you're a full-time investor who thinks you're all tapped out and done and wondering, how can I improve my business? Run down this list. Maybe you're a part-time investor and you're dying and anxious and excited to go full-time and wondering, what do I do to make the transition from part-time to full-time? Run down this list. You will unlock what areas of your business are needed to be improved in order to make that step function improvement and go full time. And if you're just getting started, this is a great checklist to understand what it takes to be a real estate investor.
I just wanted to interrupt for a quick moment. I know these are great points, and in this final minute, if you could emphasize just again the practicality of everything you've addressed in this broadcast.
Don't get overwhelmed with all of this. Take 3 of them, attack them in 2016, commit yourself to growing your business volume, improving your business profitability, and achieving excellence through operations, and you'll find great success in 2016.
These are excellent points, and in the course of having done these broadcasts and having had the pleasure to work with you and listen to you, these recommendations for 2016 are not only practical and straightforward, they are simply and quite frankly right for success and guidance and leadership. Kevin, as always, a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Lewis. Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you again in 2016.
Same to you.